This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, you remember last week when the Economic Press, President Company included, got a bit spun up by those reports President Trump wanted to get the United States back into the Trans-Pacific Partnership? All right, maybe not quite spun up, but definitely not cynical enough about how Mr. Trump feels about the multilateral trade deal the Obama administration negotiated, because sure as Twitter only lets you use 280 characters, last night he let us know he still doesn't like the TPP and that he thinks bilateral trade deals are more efficient and profitable. Those are his words, efficient and profitable. Our word is, really? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
In trade agreements, there is strength in numbers. If countries band together in a multilateral trade pact, they can set high standards for membership. Countries that want in have to jump through some hoops. Phil Levy is with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
If you make a nice enough club, others want to come on in and join. And then they're willing to undergo the initiation rituals.
We're not talking hazing. It's just, here's what you have to do if you want to be one of us. For example, China had to comply with a lot of rules to join the World Trade Organization. It had to accept limits on the tariffs or duties it could charge on imports. Matt Gold is a former U.S. trade negotiator now at Fordham University.
China agreed to a ceiling on every duty for every one of 8,000 types of products entering China.
Gold says Beijing also agreed to allow foreign companies to offer services like banking and insurance in China, all because it wanted to be one of the cool kids in the WTO. Wendy Cutler, another former trade negotiator, is now vice president at the Asia Society Policy Institute. She says everybody in a multilateral agreement plays by the same rules, and that's an advantage for businesses that want to export.
And they know with certainty that they can expect the same rule in country A as in country B as in country C.
Cutler says bilateral agreements between the U.S. and just one other country have their own regulations, forming a patchwork that exporting businesses have to navigate. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Speaking of bilateral trade agreements, President Trump continued his meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today at Mar-a-Lago. Trade was the topic du jour, about which the president had this to say, quote, "This is a very exciting meeting for me because I like this maybe the best. I love the world of finance and the world of economics," the president went on, "and probably it's what I do best." End of quote.